So we are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dala, chapter 2, the fourth Mishnah. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Hasei Ritzono Kiritzonecha, make the will of Hashem like your own will, Kedei Shiyaseh Ritzoncha Kiritzono, so that Hashem will make your will like His will. Batal Ritzoncha Mnei Ritzono, literally again, nullify your will before His will, Kedei Shiyavatal Ritzoncha Mnei Ritzonecha, in order that Hashem will nullify the will of others in front of your will. Hillel Omer, Hillel used to say, Al tifrash min atzibor, do not separate yourself from the congregation, Val tamin ba'atzmach ad yom mosach, and do not believe in yourself until the day that you die, Val tadin es chaverach ad shetagelem kamo, don't judge your friend until you reach his place, Val tomar davar shi efshar lishmoa shesofo lihishama, don't say something that should not be heard, for in the end it will be heard. And don't say, when I have free time, I will learn, because you may not have free time. So a very packed Mishnah. Let's begin to unpack it. So the first thing the Mishnah said was, Atzei Ritzono Kirtzoncha, make your will, or perform His will like your own will. The Rabbeinu Yonah says a very simple yet profound idea. He explains, Ritzono Lomar Kashera Adam Osa Ritzon Atzmo. The same way that when it comes to taking care of my needs, I do so with a sense of alacrity, of excitement, with zrizos. So too, I should bring that same level of energy. I shall bring that same level of energy to my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Incredible idea. Treat the needs of God. Asei Ritzono, Kirtzonecha. Make the performance of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like the performance of your own will. I take care of my own stuff with excitement. So to serve the needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with excitement as well. The Rabbeinu Yonah goes on, Kedei Shiyaseh Ritzoncha Kirtzono. Ultimately, and if I do that, then there's a quid pro quo, so to speak, right? There's reciprocity. If I treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will like my own will, giving it the same amount of attention, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, again, will make my will like His will, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be attentive to my needs. If I'm attentive to God's needs, God will be attentive to my needs. Batal Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzono. So on a similar idea, nullify or negate your will before the will of HaKadosh Baruch. In other words, sometimes in life what happens is there's a clash between what I want and what HaKadosh Baruch wants. So what do you do in those moments of clash? What do you do in those moments of conflict? So here the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's where a person has to rise to the occasion and literally nullify one's own will in the face of the Ribono Shel Olam's will. When there is a conflict, when there is a clash between what I want and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, find the koach, find the power to put God's needs first. And if I do that, Kedei Sheyivatal Ritzon Acherim Mipnei Ritzonecha, then ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will annul or will nullify the will of those who want to harm me before my own will. So what you begin to see from this Mishnah is a certain sense of midah kinegan midah, right? A quid pro quo. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says on the pasuk Hashem tzilcha yad minachas. We normally translate that as Hashem is your shade. The Baal Shem Tov says really Hashem is your shade means Hashem is your shadow. Just like your shadow mirrors whatever it is that you do, right? Your shadow literally mirrors you. So too, again, there is a system of divine reciprocity that the way I treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately, again, the way He treats me. And that's what the theme you begin to see in this Mishnah. That treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will like with the same excitement that you treat your own will. And if you do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat your will with the same level of importance as He treats His own will, so to speak. Similarly, when there's a clash between your will and the will of God, if you allow the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again to take the front seat, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put your will above the will of those who seek to visit harm upon you. Last part of the Mishnah, or last part of today, Omer Hillel used to say, Al tifrosh min atzibor, do not separate yourself from the community or from the congregation. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah says something very beautiful. He explains, Bishon sha'atzibor oskim batorah uba mitzvos. So specifically, the Rabbeinu Yonah understands that Hillel is referring to when the tzibor, when the congregation, the community is involved in some type of spiritual endeavor, don't separate yourself. It's not convenient. It's not the right time. That might all be true. But at the end of the day, when the collective is involved in something that is spiritually invigorating, in some form of spiritual growth, do not lose out on the opportunity to be part of that tzibur. An incredible and important idea. When faced with the opportunity to join in collective communal growth, don't let that opportunity pass you by. All right, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.